Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
An email says, Ryan, my boyfriend and I are living together for 6 months and we're saving to go travelling around Southeast Asia and Australia next year. And we've both got similarly paid jobs and we're trying to live on a really strict budget so that we can save as much as possible for the trip. We still go out for a few drinks at the weekend, but we're bringing lunches to work, not calling the takeaway, and going out to cheaper places at the weekend. Sensible options. I'm also not spending as much on myself as I used to, but my fella has an obsession. He's obsessed with, here we go, Nike Air Max runners. Seriously. They cost about €120 a pair, and he's always on about some rare new colours that are out. He has about 10 pairs in the press, and about 3 that he actually wears. Now, Ryan, some of them are decent enough looking, cool looking runners, but some of the other ones, you'd have to be a rapper from LA to wear them. You certainly can't be knocking around Galway in them. And anyway, he never wears them, apparently. It's because they're rare. I don't mind this obsession, but he's now started to question me about my €5 pennies tops I buy, and I know that he's ordering new runners off the internet. So basically, Ryan, he has a blind spot about the runners. I just don't even bother talking to him about them. But if we could just curb that spending as well, we'd have much more travel money. What to do with the runners? What are they to do? What can... He just wants to get his big wrapper runners and then you can't buy a top in pennies. What 51552. You decide. There's no point in me deciding because, to be honest with you, Nike Air Max runners aren't on my radar, but I bet you they're on yours. And if you can help us, please, you can email tubs@rte.ie. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Meanwhile, back in Lucan, Áine waits patiently by the phone. Hello, Áine.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. So what are we talking about?
I just texted in about the girl who was worried about saving up for her trip and, you know, about her boyfriend spending all the money on the Nike Air Max.
Yeah, he's spending money on the runners. She's scrimping and saving by going to pennies. And she's kind of going, well, so it's okay for him, but she gets into trouble for buying anything for herself. So, you say?
It obviously sounds like she's really brushing him the runners. Like if she is saving and he doesn't seem to be. So my point was that they need to sit down. I don't know if they've done this already, but they need to just sit down and figure out how much do they need to go away. And obviously add a bit of contingency on top of that and then figure out how much they need to put in per month or per week to reach that target. And once they've reached their target, then whatever discretionary income they have left, it's up to them what they do with. You know, and I mean, it sounds like by buying the Nike Air Max, it's kind of a hobby for him because he's not wearing them or whatever. And, you know, and her hobby is shopping, but she can... you know, she can choose alternatives like pennies instead of Topshop or River Island. There aren't really any alternatives to Nike Air Max.
Yes.
You know, if you're into them, you're into them. So, yeah, my point is that once they're on track to save, then it doesn't matter what he spends money on after that. Now, obviously, if it is, you know, if their savings aren't on track, then there's a problem. But I think if they don't have a target, they will begrudge each other every little thing. And, so, you know, I mean, that's no way to kind of start off the trip for a lifetime either.
Targets. Do you remember, did you ever watch Blue Peter when you were little?
No.
Well, on Blue Peter, they used to, every Christmas, they'd have the Target thing. And it was like this, a tube, and it'd have lights going. We've made 5,000, and then it'd go up again, 10,000. So between November and December, as a child, you'd watch it every 2 days a week going, wow, they've nearly made their target. You're saying they should have that thing in the corner of their house that lights up every time they reach certain points.
And
they
why not?
Yeah.
You know, and they can buy a cheap bottle of bubbly from Lidl to celebrate.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, make the build up kind of a fun thing instead of stressing out over it. And
live and let live.
Worrying about it.
Yeah, buy your runners. Get scratch your itch or whatever itch or scratch whatever it is, and then she can next year.
And I mean, like she said, he is making sacrifices in other areas, as she is. You know, like, they are bringing the packed lunches into work. They are going out to cheaper places, maybe staying in a lot more than going out or whatever. So, yeah, you know, if you do have a little bit left over at the end of every month after bills have been paid and after savings have gone in, then, yeah, like, why not?
Now, how come you're such an expert on finances and discretionary spending and all these words you're using?
If you took a look at my bank account now, you wouldn't think I was an expert.
But you're great at dishing it out all the same, aren't you?
Exactly. Exactly.
Do you work with numbers?
No, I don't.
What do you work at?
I'm a teacher.
Now. And do you love your job?
Yeah, I love my job.
Are you teaching little ones or big ones?
I've third class this year.
Ah, they're cute. Yeah. They're fun. Boys and girls or just girls or boys?
Mixed, yeah, boys and girls. But you know, like, I just had a baby back in September.
Congratulations.
And one of the things, thanks very much, but one of the things I wish I was better at was budgeting and saving, funnily enough. Mm. So it's one of the things, like, I really want to instill in him as he grows up, you know, like... Okay. Yeah.
Well, maybe as you're instilling it on your boy, your son, can learn along the way.
I know, exactly.
Re-education.
That's it.
Well, you're so good. Are you off this week then? Are you on maternity leave? Are you off for Easter holidays? Or what's the story?
I'm off for Easter holidays.
Okay.
Yeah,
and are you enjoying the few days off?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Pity about the weather. It would be nice to get out for walks and whatever, but I know it's lovely. It's great.
It's a bit grey looking out the window here now, I have to say.
Yeah, it's awful. And just, you know, I did have, as every mother goes through, I had the total guilt going back to work after maternity leave. So it's nice to just spend a little bit of time at home again, you know.
Until you have to go back in 2 weeks' time with more guilt.
But, you know, but then, on the flip side, I kind of look forward to it, and it is nice to get out and,
this is the war that rages between moms and women in their head, which is one part of them want to say, I just want to go and re-engage with society and be treated for the woman I am and not just the mother of a child. And then you have the other woman who goes, I just want to stay at home and bond with my son while I can before they disappear out of the house at 18.
It is almost like if you don't feel guilty about going back to work, then you feel guilty for not feeling guilty.
Yeah, you're not going to win anyway.
Society says, you know, you should feel guilty. So, yeah, it is a tough one.
Loser. You just got to just be comfortable in your own bloody skin, on you. That's the way it is.
Absolutely.
Well, I enjoyed talking to you. Thank you for taking our call this morning. And enjoy the rest of the break while you have it.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for the advice on discretionary spending. You're very good.
I hope it helps.
You're good, of course. See you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.